On today's episode, we'll do an end of season wrap up and discuss what's next. As always, we'll wrap up with Coach Think Act, or CTA. Let's dive right in. This episode is sponsored by Beyond Corporate Life, a division of Dynamic Foundations Institute. Have you ever felt stuck in a job or relationship? Maybe you're trying to meet someone else's expectations and feeling the pressure. Or maybe you feel there just aren't enough opportunities and your finances are holding you back. This is exactly where Beyond Corporate Life can help. Our empowering coaching program and other services helps you to identify obstacles, which we call corporates, and then craft the legacy of your dreams. Visit beyondcorporatelife.com for your complimentary coaching session. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter and follow us on social media. That's beyondcorporatelife.com. Let's go beyond your corporate to walk into your legacy. Now, back to the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Beyond Corporate with Coach L. Michelle. I'm your host, Coach L. Michelle, and I'm kind of excited today and a little sad because this is our final episode of season one. We have had an amazing season, and I'm so glad you have listened with us so far, and I hope you enjoyed the journey. On today's episode, I want to kind of recap a few of the topics that we've discussed, as well as motivate you to start thinking about your legacy and think about what's next. So far this season, we've had some amazing conversations and some amazing topics that we've discussed. At Beyond Corporate Life and on the Beyond Corporate with Coach L. Michelle podcast, we really focus on legacy and making sure that you are living the legacy that you deserve. We center that around understanding different aspects of life and in business and also in mindset. One of the things that we have really and truly focused on first is identifying what your corporate is. And in this case, corporate has been a euphemism for anything that's holding you back or anything that's stifling you from progressing to your next phase in life. So we spent a lot of time discussing corporate and how to identify what your corporate is. And then we started to discuss different topics around your mindset, such as managing the fear that you have that oftentimes cripples us from moving forward. So just managing that fear and learning how to live with it so that you can put your fear aside to move on to your next phase. We also talked about giving yourself permission to live out your legacy. Oftentimes, we stop ourselves. We come up with various reasons as to why we can't do something. So therefore, again, we hold ourselves back. Oftentimes, we just need to stop, breathe, and then give ourselves permission. Because taking one small step is still giving yourself permission. Because whenever you look back, life is really all about small individual steps that make up one big journey. So we talked about ways to give yourself permission. And then we went into just the concept of happy and how to get to your happy. So happiness can be a concept that can be very elusive, but whenever we figured out what the two types of happiness steps were, or the two types of phases of happiness, that gave us a lot of clarity as to what happiness could be. Happiness isn't always about some big grand gesture or feeling you're happy if you have $1 million or if you live on a yacht. Oftentimes, happiness can be just about my example of sitting on the front porch, rocking in my rocking chair, listening to birds and feeling the breeze as it blows. That can be a concept of happy. So if you haven't listened to the episode about how to get to happy, as well as the next episode, which was a bonus episode where we featured Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and she talked about her journey of getting to happiness. Those are two amazing episodes. Please go to your favorite podcast catcher to listen to those episodes, and I'm sure they'll be motivating for you. Then we actually talked about the concept of motivation versus discipline. Just going throughout this process of change and trying to create your legacy always brings to mind the concepts of motivation and discipline. There's this saying that constantly goes around where people question whether you need motivation or discipline to keep going. And my response is always, motivation is the initial force that you need, but discipline is what's going to keep you on track whenever your motivation is low. So listen to that episode as well and get some motivation to keep going and moving towards your legacy. Then we talked about something that's a little bit more practical and personal to us, and that's really your friend circle and the different types of people that you have around you within your friend circle. Because we all know that on the way to change and on the way to this great legacy, there's different people that you need around you to help motivate you. So we talked about analyzing the people that are within your friend circle, whether they're your haters or your naysayers, but also making sure that you have the right type of people in your tribe, people that can encourage you along the way. And we wrap that up with a wonderful episode with the amazing Christina Shea, where she gave us her personal story of how she actually started out in a corporate environment and her health made her realize life in a completely different manner. And she decided to leave corporate to start her own business. So that's an amazing episode with a practical example that we can all use in order to walk in our legacy. And then the previous episode, we just talked about how to fund your dream. So we talked about this whole concept of legacy multiple times, but we haven't talked about how to actually get there. One of the things that really scares people sometimes is having to figure out how to put money together to get them to their next step. So if your next step is going back to school, trying to figure out how to pay for school or how to change over into a new job so that you don't miss paying your bills, or how to open a new business if you don't have the funding. So that's something that's very important to understand, how to fund this new dream and new legacy that you will walk into. That was a hands-on episode where I actually gave you step-by-step of different ways to find money to fund your dream. So if you haven't listened to that episode or any of the episodes so far, please go to your favorite podcast catcher and check out these episodes. They're absolutely amazing. And I'm not just saying that because it's my podcast. I truly feel that if I was a listener and not conducting this podcast, I would find it very helpful, and I hope that you do as well. So in this episode, I want to also talk about what's next for you. So as we come to the end of season one, what is next for you? Did you really go back and draft out what you want your legacy to be? And if you did you create an action plan for that? Did you tell people that are in your friend circle so that they can support you? But the real question is, have you made that first step towards making your legacy come true? So oftentimes people will dream and dream and dream, but they never take that first step to make their legacy come true because it can be a daunting task. But today I'm asking you not to think about the overall legacy, but think about just that one step that it will take to start you on your way. So maybe your dream is to open your own business. Have you figured out exactly what business you would like to go into? Have you done some initial marketing research? Have you thought about what product or service you would like to sell? And these are all things that can start you on your way to achieving your dream. But first thing you need to do is to start. Please do not let fear or comments from others deter you from starting your dream. Every day that we have here on earth is one day that you have to make your dreams come true, but not only that, the dreams of someone else. Now it's time for Coach Think Act, or CTA. This is our segment where I'll provide you with a few thought-provoking questions to ponder during the week. Each question is meant to help you move beyond your corporate to create your legacy. So my simple question for you today is, what's next? Have you envisioned what you want, written that down, and started to make progress on that dream? Have you reached out to different people that can help you, whether that is finding a coach or a mentor or a financer? Have you reached out to others maybe that can help you with going back to school, that can help you start a new job? Have you gotten additional training? All of these different things can help you start to walk into your legacy. And if you ever need any help along the way, please feel free to email me at legacymakers@beyondcorporatelife.com. I am here to help you. Follow me on social media. Follow the company on social media. We're here to help you because I truly want you to live out your dreams. So on today's episode, it's very simple, very short, very sweet. I just want you to figure out what's next for you. Now, even though this is the last episode, I am not just going to leave you cold turkey. You will be hearing from me. We do have a couple of bonus episodes that we want to drop along the way, so you'll see those pop up on your feed. So please subscribe to make sure you know when those episodes will be coming out. One of those episodes is about the author of The Relevance Gap. His name is Scott Scantlin, and his book is absolutely phenomenal, and you'll be able to get a few additional nuggets to help you analyze where you are right now versus where you need to be. And hopefully that will be motivation for you to go the distance and to start walking in your legacy by analyzing where you are today. And then we'll have another episode with the wonderful gentleman. His name is Terry Tucker, and he is absolutely amazing. He is the definition of someone that has persevered through many obstacles in life and still has managed to come out with grace and a sense of humor and humbleness that is absolutely inspiring. So you'll hear from him as well. And who knows, I may decide to drop another bonus episode as well. So season 2 will be coming out in late summer, early fall. So please make sure you subscribe, comment, so you will not miss anything. And definitely please go to beyondcorporatelife.com where you can get the latest information on the podcast as well as additional services that can help you. So thank you so much for making season 1 absolutely special. I have enjoyed having you, and I cannot wait to see you soon.